All right, fam. Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of truth serum. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super real, something you probably try to avoid more than a cringy family reunion. Feelings. Yeah, I said it. Those messy, complicated, sometimes downright embarrassing things swirling around in your head and heart. You know, the ones you shove down, ignore, or act like they don't exist. Stop right there. Because hiding from your emotions is like trying to escape a horror movie by ignoring all the screaming, it's not going to work. It just makes things scarier in the long run. And let's be honest, Gen Z, we've got enough on our plates already. Between climate change anxiety, social media pressure, and finding an avocado toast that doesn't cost a month's rent, you don't need your emotions throwing shade on top of everything else. So how do we stop this emotional suppression game? How do we learn to actually feel our feelings without freaking out or becoming a walking cliche of emotional, which, let's be real, is just a coded way of saying a human being? Listen up, because I'm dropping some serious truth bombs. 5 keys to unlocking your emotional freedom. 1. Get real with yourself. We've all been there trying to convince ourselves that we're fine when, deep down, our anxieties are having a full-blown rave party inside our heads. But pretending doesn't help. It's like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. It looks good on the surface, but underneath it's still hurting. So, ditch the facade and acknowledge what you're feeling. No judgment, just pure honesty with yourself. You deserve that much. Ever feel like you're wearing a mask? Yeah, me too. To name it, to tame it. Emotions are like unruly houseplants. They need tending to or they'll grow out of control. First step is identifying what exactly you're feeling. Is it sadness, anger, frustration, joy, excitement? Be specific. Don't just say, I feel bad. Dig deeper. Saying, I feel overwhelmed because my workload is insane, is way more helpful. Trust me, labeling your emotions gives you power over them. It's like putting a label on that wild plant so you know what kind of care it needs. 3. Find your emotional outlet. Just like there are different ways to express yourself creatively, painting, dancing, writing a killer TikTok, there are different ways to process your emotions. Some people talk it out, others write in journals, some find solace in music or exercise. Experiment and find what works for you. Don't be afraid to get weird. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one's big, fam. We're constantly bombarded with messages about being perfect, achieving, and hustling, but it's exhausting. Give yourself a break. It's okay to feel your feelings, even the negative ones. They're all part of the human experience. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding like you would treat your best friend going through something tough. You deserve that same level of support. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sometimes having someone to listen and offer guidance can make all the difference. It's like calling your squad when you're about to face a crazy ex. Extra support is always welcome. Real-world relatable example. Imagine this. You're crushing it at work, but then bam. Your boss throws a curveball project your way and everything feels overwhelming. You start feeling stressed, anxious, maybe even a little resentful. What do you do? Do you bottle it up and pretend everything is chill? Or do you take a moment to acknowledge those feelings? Maybe vent to a friend, journal about it, or take a deep breath and remind yourself that you've got this. Remember, it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes, just don't let it control you. Mic drop takeaways. Feeling your emotions is not weakness. It's strength. It means you're human, you're alive, and you have the capacity to experience a full range of emotions. Stop suppressing those feelings, fam. Name them, embrace them, and find healthy ways to express them. You got this. And remember, if you're ever feeling lost or overwhelmed, reach out. There are people who care about you and want to help. Don't be afraid to ask for support. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Call to action. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the emotional suppression game and start living your truth. Tell me your biggest takeaway from this episode in the comments below, or tag me in a TikTok about how you're embracing your feelings. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI. to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.